Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yo, what is going on, everyone? My name is Dick, or The Notorious Fantasy. And in today's video, we're going to be talking about my week number 14 waiver wire pickups for fantasy football in 2021. Inside today's video, I'm going to be going in depth into my top 10 waiver wire pickups of the week, as well as explaining into why I believe you guys should be picking these players up off of the waiver wire right now. But before we could get into things, I would like to ask, if you are new to the channel and you do end up enjoying today's video, to please make sure that you do hit that subscribe button down below. And while you're down there, whether you are new to the channel or not, please make sure that you do hit that like button down below. It would help us out a ton. And if you would like to follow me on Twitter, please do so at NotoriousFNTSY. So without further ado, let's get into my week number 14 waiver wire ads. We begin at the number one overall spot with Van Jefferson, wide receiver of the LA Rams, going up against the Arizona Cardinals this week in Arizona. In week number 13, up against the Jacksonville Jaguars, Van Jefferson had 6 receptions on 8 targets for 41 yards, as well as scoring a touchdown in that game. And that is 2 weeks in a row with him scoring a touchdown. Jefferson out-targeted and outperformed in terms of fantasy football Odell Beckham Jr. this week, but they did both score in this game. And to me, it is still kind of unclear who the true number two wide receiver is on the LA Rams. But when you have an offense that, when clicking on all cylinders, is as good as the LA Rams offense, I think even if Van Jefferson is quote unquote the number three wide receiver in the pecking order there, that he still has fantasy value. Now, again, am I proclaiming that he is the number three guy? No, because based upon last week's performance, he would be the number two wide receiver in terms of targets on the team. And I believe up against the Arizona Cardinals, while the Arizona Cardinals did beat them the first time these two teams faced off in the season, I do believe that it is entirely possible that we see a much better looking version of the LA Rams in this game, and I think that Van Jefferson will be highly utilized in this matchup. My next waiver wire ad on the week is Matt Breida, running back of the Buffalo Bills, going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week in Tampa Bay. Matt Breida appears to be the lead back for the Buffalo Bills. While that could completely change tonight, since they play on Monday Night Football, and I'm recording this prior to that, you guys are seeing this prior to Monday Night Football, my assumption is that Matt Breida continues to be the lead back in this game. And with how much wind there is projected to be tonight, I saw a video and the flags are just fucking going absolutely crazy. So I expect that Matt Breida is going to see a very high rushing total in this game, and I expect him to continue to be the lead back of the Buffalo Bills going forward. In week number 12, up against the New Orleans Saints, he had 9 rushes for 26 yards and 2 receptions on 2 targets for 29 yards and a touchdown. I think based upon what we have seen recently out of Matt Breida, it is pretty clear that he is going to be the lead guy going forward, and I think that you can heavily hinge on him going deep down the stretch of the season, as I believe the Buffalo Bills are one of the best offenses in the NFL. So I think that Matt Breida is worthy of the number two overall waiver wire priority on the week. Next up, we move to two running backs that I'm going to discuss as one. They're obviously two different players, but they are both on the same team, and that is Dontrell Hilliard of the Tennessee Titans, as well as Dante Foreman of the Tennessee Titans. And I genuinely believe this may be a 50-50 split share down the stretch of the season between Dontrell Hilliard as well as Deonta Foreman going forward, making them both must add waiver wire candidates, while at the same time creating a lot of confusion because you really don't know which one to pick up over the other one. Last week, the Tennessee Titans were on bye, so we're going to go ahead and look back to week number 12 for their stats, and that game was up against the Patriots. While they got their backs blown out in this game, while this was an absolute dominating game from the New England Patriots offense, we still saw that Dontrell Hilliard as well as Dante Foreman both rushed for over 100 yards, 12 rushes for 131 yards and a touchdown with one reception on two targets for 2 yards and a lost fumble for Dontrell Hilliard. In terms of Foreman, he had 19 rushes for 109 yards and one reception on 3 targets for 3 yards. And guess what? He also lost a fumble in that game. So based upon the rushing numbers, we saw that Dontrell Hilliard had more rushing yards on less opportunities, but we did see Donta Foreman see more opportunities rushing the ball when compared to Dontrell Hilliard. We also did see that Foreman had more targets by just one, but that is something to note. So at the end of the day, this is going to be a very tough decision. And since I feel as though this is a 50-50 split, that's why I ranked them back-to-back as my number 3 and my number 4 waiver wire priority on the week. There is certainly risk with it because you don't know game in and game out who the main guy is going to be. But going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars, it is entirely possible that both Hilliard and Foreman have a great week, just like they did up against the Patriots in their last game in week number 12. Next up, we move to the quarterback position with Taysom Hill, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, going up against the New York Jets in MetLife this week. Reports are that Taysom Hill will play through the mallet finger, which he suffered during their last week's game up against the Dallas Cowboys. While that may scare many of you away, you may get a little bit nervous because, hey, Russell Wilson doesn't look too good weeks out of surgery for his mallet finger. How is Taysom Hill going to perform if this is the case? And I just want to go ahead and tell you guys that I'm going to be honest. I don't think Taysom Hill needs all 5 fingers on his one hand to beat the Jets defense. So I think Taysom Hill will be just fine. Week 13 up against the Dallas Cowboys, this man had 19 completions on 41 attempts for 264 yards, and he had 2 touchdowns with 4 fucking interceptions, as well as having 11 rushes for 101 rushing yards. And even despite the fact that this guy looks like he has no idea how to throw the football, he was still the quarterback number 6 on the week, throwing 4 interceptions. This man had 2 passing touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and 11 rushes for 101 yards. Rushing is so vital in terms of fantasy football that it's almost as if it breaks the game. If Tom Brady went out there and threw 4 interceptions, I can guarantee you that he would shit the bed in terms of a fantasy performance because he doesn't run the football. But since Taysom Hill can go out there and get loose like his name was Bo Jackson, that Taysom Hill just has such a leg above all these other quarterbacks. And I believe that Taysom Hill will be amazing this week up against the Jets despite his injury. Next up, we move to wide receiver Russell Gage of the Atlanta Falcons going up against the Carolina Panthers this week in Carolina. While Russell Gage has had 3 games on the year where he has scored 0 total points of the last 3 weeks, he has been a huge target inside this Atlanta Falcons offense with over 7 targets in all of his matchups. Last week up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tampa Bay Tom Brady, he had 11 receptions on 12 targets for 130 yards. He also had a lost fumble, so he can go ahead and join Donta Foreman and Dontrell Hilliard on guys I've talked about in today's video who lost a fumble, who just so happened to be waiver wire ads this week. But again, I don't think that Russell Gage is all that amazing of a player, but without Calvin Ridley there, he has filled this role over the last 3 weeks. I think that we continue to see Russell Gage be the lead target of this Matt Ryan-led Atlanta Falcons offense. But before we could get on into the next waiver wire ad, I would like to let you guys know that we have partnered with Yahoo Fantasy this NFL season to bring you guys some great offers. Check out our exclusive limited time offer, which gets you guys 1 free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. To qualify, you need to be new to Yahoo, sign up for an account via the link down below, deposit and play. That's it. It is that simple. Yahoo will send us your name after you play in your first paid contest, and we'll reach out to you via email with your coupon. If you would like to play immediately, you want that immediate access, all you got to do is email support@osmo.com and we'll get you set up today. You can also claim a free $10 of site credit by clicking the link down below in the video description, which can be used to enter any Yahoo contest, including tonight's Monday Night Football Baller for $150,000. Make sure to use our DFS tools and projections designed specifically for Yahoo to give you guys the best shot at winning big. Now to move back into the video, we go to DeVante Parker, wide receiver of the Miami Dolphins. Now, DeVante Parker is on bye this week, but I still believe that DeVante Parker is a valuable add as he is startable going forward down the stretch of the season, especially since there are virtually 0 signs of Will Fuller returning. I don't understand how this man has only played in like 2 games on the season, but he's been gone with this finger injury. And like I said, there is just nothing showing me that he is anywhere near close to returning. Last week, after returning from IR up against the Giants, DeVante Parker had 5 receptions on 5 targets for 62 yards. And I expect his workload, his target total, to continue to increase as he gets more healthy and more accustomed to the team, as he wasn't really at practice this week. week. I do think that up against, obviously, the bye this week, it's not like he's going to score any points. But going forward, they do have some solid matchups. After the bye, they play up against the Jets, so that is a smash matchup. So go ahead and eliminate the wait. Just go ahead and pick him up right now. And then when everyone's scrambling to pick him up against the Jets, they'll realize that, hey, you added him 1 week earlier, so you got Devontae Parker at a cheaper price because he is on bye. My next waiver wire add is Tevin Coleman, running back of the Jets, going up against the New Orleans Saints with Michael Carter still sidelined. With that ankle injury, Coleman is worth adding as he is the clear lead back in Michael Carter's absence. This matchup is far from amazing, but until Michael Carter returns, Coleman is going to be the number one guy, so inherently that does have a lot of fantasy football value. Last week, up against the Philadelphia Eagles and Gardner Minshew, he had 11 rushes for 58 yards, as well as having 3 receptions on 4 targets for 19 yards. Now, he's not going to have the same production as Michael Carter, because at this point, both of their careers, Michael Carter's a rookie, Coleman's been in the NFL for a while, so Coleman isn't necessarily still the same spry running back he was earlier on in his career, but I do think that he could get it done in terms of fantasy football. Not a guy that I'm going to go crazy and say, oh, he's going to be a top 12 running back on the week, but he'll probably squeak into the top 32 ranking, so you could do a lot worse than playing Tevin Coleman this week up against the Saints. The next waiver wire add here is KJ Osborne, wide receiver of the Minnesota Vikings, going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. Last week, we saw Adam Thielen suffer a high ankle sprain, making it very likely that he ends up missing the game this week up against the Steelers, and that is because this game is on Thursday Night Football. If it was on Sunday, probably still not going to end up playing right with a high ankle sprain, but it would have made it more likely. I really do believe that Adam Thielen is going to miss this game up against the Steelers on Thursday Night Football. So this does really seem like a one-week rental, as it seems like, you know, Adam Thielen will be just fine maybe a week or two from now. But I still believe that with Adam Thielen gone, this clearly puts KJ Osborne into the position to be the number two wide receiver on the team behind Justin Jefferson. Last week, up against the Detroit Lions in a horrific loss, and it's always going to be a horrific loss when you lose to the fucking Lions, who haven't won a game all season, 4 receptions on 7 targets for 47 yards, as well as a score in this game. Going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers, the defense did look good last week, but on a season standpoint as a whole, they haven't been all that great, and I think the Minnesota Vikings could easily put up a high point total in this game, and I think that KJ Osborne's usage is obviously going to increase by a lot without Adam Thielen in the lineup, so I love KJ Osborne this week, but again, it does kind of really feel like just a 1 week or maybe a 2 week rental on KJ Osborne. Final player to discuss in today's video is Ameer Abdullah, running back of the Carolina Panthers, going up against the Atlanta Falcons this week. With Christian McCaffrey done for the season, Abdullah could have some fantasy relevance. Now, I do fully expect Chuba Hubbard to be the lead back on the team, but with how unpredictable this offense has been as of recently, I would definitely go ahead and add Ameer Abdullah as a lottery ticket to potential greatness down the stretch of the season. In McCaffrey's absence, up against the Dolphins in their last game in week 12, they were on bye last week in week number 13. We saw that Ameer Abdullah led the Panthers' backfield with 21 passing routes, so he was the leader in passing routes at the running back position. So maybe, just maybe, this crazy lottery ticket that you can add off the waiver wire may end up paying off, as he could be the lead receiving back on the team. In that game, he had 2 rushes for 4 yards and 2 receptions on 6 targets for 20 yards. Hopefully, Cam Newton figures his shit out, and maybe that will be a lot better for Ameer Abdullah in this game up against the Atlanta Falcons. Thank you guys all so much for watching today's video. If you did end up enjoying, please make sure to hit that like button as well as that subscribe button down below. Make sure you guys check out Yahoo Fantasy as well. And if I didn't talk about any players that you guys were potentially looking to add off your waiver wire, let me know down below in the comment section. I would love to discuss those players with you. I love you guys all so much, and I hope you do enjoy Monday Night Football tonight. Love you guys as always. Goodbye.